Welcome to another episode of Global Market Insights, brought to you by XM.com, where we provide meaningful and informative content about the events that affect market trends and shape global markets.
Welcome to XM.com. This is the Market Common Podcast for Thursday, March 21st. By Gerardo Bospisuros, I'm Cristina Marujos. The U.S. dollar tumbled across the board on Wednesday after the Fed's new projections revealed that officials are still expecting 3/4-point rate cuts in 2024. The greenback has been in recovery mode lately, as data pointing to stickier-than-expected inflation and comments by a couple of Fed officials prompted investors to start speculating on the likelihood of an upside revision to the new dot plot to indicate only 2 reductions by December. However, this was not the case, despite the upgrades in growth and inflation forecasts. Officials just removed 1/4-point cut from their 2025 projections, while at the press conference following the decision, Fed Chair Powell said that recent high inflation readings had not changed the narrative of slowly easing price pressures. The disappointment resulted in a weakening dollar and a retreat in Treasury yields, with market participants adding back to their rate cut bets. According to Fed Fund Futures, the probability of a first cut in June has risen to around 80%, with the total number of basis points worth of reduction expected by December increasing to 83. Today, dollar traders may pay attention to the preliminary S&P Global PMIs for March. Expectations are for declines in both the manufacturing and services indices, something that may add validity to the market's repricing following the Fed, and perhaps keep the dollar on the back foot. The pound was among the main gainers yesterday, despite the UK CPI data for February revealing cooler-than-expected inflation in both headline and core terms. Perhaps cable traders preferred to avoid largely adjusting their positions ahead of the Fed and Bank of England decisions. The Bank of England meets today, and expectations are for policymakers to hold interest rates steady. So, with neither updated economic projections nor a press conference on today's agenda, all the attention will fall on the accompanying statement and the meeting minutes on hints and clues on when policymakers may start lowering rates. Should this bank stay less dovish than the Fed, allowing investors to continue anticipating a first 25 basis points rate reduction in August, the pound may continue outperforming the dollar, with cable perhaps returning above the 128 barrier. Ahead of the Bank of England, the Swiss National Bank surprisingly cut interest rates by 25 basis points, noting that they will adjust monetary policy again if needed to ensure that inflation remains at levels consistent with medium-term price stability. The decision pushed the franc off the cliff. The Eurozone PMIs were also released today, with the manufacturing index slipping further into contractionary territory, but the services index rising decently and driving the composite PMI higher, just a tick below the equilibrium zone of 50. The euro did not respond to the release as investors continue pricing in an 80% chance for the European Central Bank to start cutting rates in June. Although the Fed decision allowed the yen to recover some ground, dollar-yen closed the day in the green. However, the Japanese currency received an extra boost today after Japan's finance minister Sunichi Suzuki said that the government is watching currency moves with a high sense of urgency. That said, the price action suggests that yen sellers have not abandoned the game, and it will be very interesting to see whether they will be willing to push dollar yen beyond the November highs, and whether such a move will trigger actual intervention. On Wall Street, all three of its main indices closed well in the green, with the tech-heavy Nasdaq gaining the most, and the S&P 500 and the Dow Jones hitting fresh record highs. Usually, high-growth tech firms are valued by discounting free cash flows for the quarters and years ahead, and the Fed's decision to continue pricing 3 rate cuts by December may have allowed present values to remain elevated. With the market's behavior suggesting that there may be more AI-related growth opportunities to be priced in, the Fed's decision may allow equity traders to continue exploring uncharted territories. Gold also benefited from the Fed's decision to keep its rate projections for 2024 untouched, hitting a fresh record high at around $2,222. The next area to consider as a potential resistance barrier may be the 161.8 Fibonacci extension level of the May-October 2023 slide at around $2,244. This was today's Market Common Podcast at XM.com.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Global Market Insights, brought to you by XM.com. For more in-depth technical and fundamental analysis, be sure to visit www.xm.com/research.